Today on Good Stuff, we talk about Oreo latte thins, as well as we spend a lot of time on food crimes. Welcome to Good Stuff, the definitive Oreo tier list podcast and other stuff. I am one of your illustrious hosts, Rob Mulligan. The other host is above me on the Zoom call. His name is...
I'm Nick Pappas.
It's Nick Pappas. He's here. He's here. It's him.
I'm one
He's
of the
hero
illustrious
we deserve.
One. I did it.
Yay! This is episode two. We did it. We made it to a second episode, Nick. We did the thing.
We're still friends somehow. We did it.
Last episode, we set the backbone. We set the tone for the series. This episode, all kid gloves are off, baby. It's time to get Oreo competitive.
And we're breaking the backbone.
Breaking the Oreo. Ugh, I don't know.
Twisting the top off this. Yeah.
We're twisting the top off and we're scraping it off with our teeth.
Yeah. There should be a blood, sweat, and tears flavored Oreo.
Blood, sweat, blood Oreos. They're made of blood. They're only blood. They're just all blood. So they're the cookie is blood. The filling is blood, flavored filling, and then the other cookie is blood. Like how they make sausages in Europe.
Well, I was about to say, instead of being like regular gross about it, why don't we just suggest to Oreo they make a blood pudding Oreo?
Yeah, where's their blood pudding Oreos, Oreo? Where is it?
Yeah,
the people want it.
That might be one of the UK exclusive ones. I don't know.
UK? No, bring it to America. Introduce America to blood pudding. Have you ever had like black and white pudding?
No, I haven't. Am I missing out?
It's definitely a acquired taste, for sure. I was very disappointed to find out it was not a pudding. It's a sausage, and I don't understand. You do know that blood pudding is a sausage, right? Like, I'm not breaking your perception of puddings, right?
I have a very foggy understanding of what it is. I thought it was a sausage at some point that was eventually broken from its casing, I think. But maybe I'm like completely fabricating that story.
I don't know. I'm not going to look it up. I'm sure if we ever get fans, I want them to correct us. That's how we'll know we have fans. But blood pudding, like,
yeah,
pudding is like oatmeal in a sausage casing, right? Like, it's oatmeal and all sorts of like meat and stuff in a sausage casing. Like, it's like grain. I don't know. It might not be oatmeal, but it's like grains and like really dense stuff mixed with meat and like put in a sausage casing. And black pudding, it's also mixed with blood.
Isn't black pudding a Final Fantasy enemy?
Probably. It sounds like it is. Next to Cactar.
It's going to like eat your magic. And whatever. Yeah.
Well, it is a D&D. It's a D&D enemy.
Oh.
The one that, like, you're walking along in, like, a swamp, and you step in a puddle, and you're, like, you're unassumed. You're just like, it's just a puddle. And then you step in it, and it gets pissed at you, and it just, like, starts grabbing you and eroding your armor. That's black pudding.
I hate it when puddles get pissed at me.
I love a good puddle. I don't like an angry puddle. An angry puddle is the worst kind of puddle. Like, the kind of puddle that's, like, on the side of the road. You're walking home, and a car drives by, and the car avoids it, but the puddle still splashes on you anyways. Like, because you can't tell the difference. The puddle's angry.
It's going to, yeah, I feel like, look, if I got run over periodically by oncoming traffic, I'd be pretty angry too.
Right. Yeah. It's not good. I being a puddle sounds awful.
Hey,
being a pudding also sounds awful.
One time, I was splashed really badly by a car.
Yeah,
it was when I was in I was outside the Museum of Science in Cambridge, and it started pouring. So I wasn't prepared for the rain. The water gathered really well, and I swear the guy saw us walking and sped up right into the puddle. I've never seen a bigger wave. I've seen smaller waves at like a beach. It was awful.
Just a typhoon of like muddy puddle water.
Yeah,
just splashing. Have you ever ran into a puddle on purpose to splash someone?
No, I'm a nice person.
Have you, Nicholas?
I hesitated.
You hesitated.
I had to think about it. I mean, like, I've done less than nice things before in my life, but
that is a ruin a stranger's day kind of evil. Right?
Yeah, most of my antics I like to believe are mostly harmless and easily remedied.
Easily avoided, avoidable.
Yeah.
That one is not avoidable, right? Like, that one's, you can't, like, shoot a message out, be like, hey, I'm going to splash into this puddle. You better get out of the way. It's like, it's happening. And it's the worst.
Yeah. I feel like the only time to warn someone about a puddle splash is like when you're already mid flight and it's too late. And it's like, I told you.
Yeah.
It's coming.
I have done it to someone, but not on purpose.
Oh, right. How old were you when this happened?
I was like 22, I think.
I
felt really bad. I went, no, and like just, and I just kept going because I felt really bad. So,
it was a stranger.
Yeah, it was a stranger. I wasn't driving down the highway or driving down the road, I guess, and saw like my mortal enemy, and I was like, now's my chance. Like, here we go. I was just like, I drove into a puddle and I like splashed the shit out of someone. Maybe it was you, Nick. Maybe it was before we met each other.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know where I did it though, but I know I've done it.
I knew I felt a simmering
connection.
A simmering disdain for you, and I couldn't place it. Now I can. I can picture that silhouette in that car on that dark, rainy night.
It was me. I had hair back then. Now I don't.
Welcome to the final episode of our Oreo podcast called Good Stuff.
We put two Oreos on the list last one, and we didn't even get to it this time. So Nick,
yes,
what Oreo are we gonna what Oreo are we gonna review today? What Oreo are we gonna put on the tier?
Well, I feel like it's already deviating from the standard form factors of Oreos, but it is topical because it's currently being sold. It's a new one. It's a newish one on the shelves. It's a thin style Oreo flavored
half
as
stuff.
A half stuff Oreo. They're latte thins.
Yeah, latte thins. It was very weird, and I saw it in the store. I told my girlfriend about the podcast, and I was like, we're gonna do a podcast, like, what Oreo should I buy? And we both had choice paralysis in the store. I almost bought Chips Ahoy, which is not Oreo, because I thought it was Sour Patch Kid Oreos, but it was Chips Ahoy Oreos, which I still kind of regret not getting because I wanted the story of how bad that must be.
Yeah, I would like to know what those are like.
Oh my god, they probably the worst. Like, sour, like, a lemon cookie, right? Like, you have a lemon cookie. Delicious. It's not that sour.
Right?
Like, you're not eating a lemon.
Right.
And you're, like, puckering. And you're like, oh, you got, like, a little zip of acidity. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, and maybe there's, like, a little cream. Like, maybe there's, like, a little gel on top that's, like, also pretty acidic. But it's not part of the cookie. Like, it's almost, like, indistinct from it, right?
Right.
If
yeah, it's not like you're biting into a juicy cookie.
Right. Yeah. It's not a cream-filled cookie. If you bite into a fucking like Nabisco Chips Ahoy and you don't find chocolate chips, you don't even find raisins. You find Sour Patch Kids. You've been pranked. Like, that's a prank Oreo, right? Like, that's a prank you pull on someone. Like, I bite into this and this is nothing I expected.
I actually have a story about this.
Oh my god.
When I was maybe in middle school, I had one of my friends, one of my friends come over, playing basketball in the backyard, maybe playing some video games too, like we do. My mom decided to make us M&M cookies.
Okay.
Which is cool. I love
Oh no.
I love those.
I see where this is going.
I don't know how she made this mistake, but when we bit into them, chewier than usual, sweeter than usual.
More sour than usual, you might even say.
I didn't know that she had a bag of Skittles available, but yeah, she made Skittles cookies.
Oh my gosh, no!
I'm not going to lie, not the worst thing ever. I actually...
Really?
I remember as a kid, I had multiple of them because, you know, at the very least, I like sugar, I like cookies, it works. The first one was the weirdest because I wasn't and...
Because you weren't expecting it, right?
No.
What does this have?
Yeah, some food surprise? Not one of the better surprises.
No. Oh my god. That's the worst. Holy shit. That's a good prank, though. That's a really good... Because that's, like, very unassuming.
Yeah, right? If you're not... Well, yeah, the bad version of that prank is the... I've had someone in my old office do this. Fills a little tub with M&M's, Skittles, and Reese's Pieces.
Oh, wow, that's a... There's two things that work together. One of these things is not like the other.
Yeah. And on the surface, I like it.
Do they grab a handful and just like throw it in their mouth like a normal person probably would?
This guy doesn't even eat snacks. He did it, I think, purely to antagonize people. But the problem is, yeah, it was for like April Fools, but the thought occurred to me after I saw it, like, I don't mind it. I like all those things individually, but yes, obviously together, it's the worst kind of trail mix.
Oh my God, throwing Skittles in trail mix. Or that's just a nightmare. That's so rude. Well, just throw Skittles where M&M's should be?
Yeah. Well,
oh my God.
I mean, like, I don't know how people with like peanut allergies like interact with normal things like Skittles and M&M's because like maybe they're processing plants with peanuts. I don't know, but like, to be surprised with Reese's piece, candy.
Piece of Reese's?
Yeah. Surprise peanut butter may not always be good.
Who is Reese? Why are these his?
This may need to be our research experiment for the for the next episode. Or just like, hey, blow up the comment section below.
Yeah. Put it in the comments below. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that like button. YouTube.
When we get enough followers, we'll have to have an Oreo experiment video session. I've got ideas.
Oh my God.
I try to think big, try to look far into the future here. You'll see.
So the Sour Patch Kids in the chocolate chips were very obviously Sour Patch Kids. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'd have to be like drunk at a party and be like, what are these golden, like green and red gems in this thing? Right. And that's like more, but it's like, it's a prank that you walk into if you want to. Right. Skittles are so unassuming. Skittles, yeah. I would look at that and be like, that's an M&M cookie. That's just an M&M cookie. And be like, what the hell?
It was so much more.
And if you throw raisins in there too, you are just a monster. You are just the worst person.
Although I've been baking a bit recently, so don't give me ideas.
Are you gonna put Skittles in bread? Some Skittle bread?
That might not be. I don't know.
No, that's a bad idea. That's just a bad idea.
Oh,
put Skittles in bread.
Maybe I should fire up that sourdough starter so I can make some sourdough patch kids. Sourdough patch kids.
Ew, sourdough patch kids. Ooh, yeah. That's a really hard, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah.
Sourdough patch kids.
I didn't know where to put the kids in that word. Or that bread. I'm a witch. Welcome to my house, children.
Yeah. I've made my house out of children, sour children. I've coated them in citric acid and maltodextrin. But anyways, we went to the store. Getting back on topic.
Yes.
We went to the store. We looked at, there's a lot of choices for Oreos. There's like several thousands of them. And like I went to an Asian grocery store that's right down the street from me, from where I currently live, for the time. Well, I'm moving, but that's never mind.
You don't want the fans to find you.
The fans.
Don't accidentally dox yourself.
No, I was going to say the Ori Bros. I don't like that. That's not a good fan name. we'll have to work on it. There's nothing. There's no good stuffer. I think stuffers is what we established last episode, right? Because I'm an OG stuffer and you're a double stuffer.
No, I think that word gets used elsewhere. We may want to use that.
Why? I don't see what's wrong with it.
This is not
a G-rated podcast. You can go into the description what I'm pretending to not know.
All I know is that every time I think I come up with a good name for something and then I Google it later, I'm always horrified at how little I know about the world.
Oh my God.
There are so many times I do some drawing and some, you know, little character design stuff for, you know, mm-hmm. for myself, for my own purposes and stuff. And like, I made this one mech and I came up with a good name of it and involved the name, like, you know, bear. Cause I'm thinking like animal stuff. And I'm like, I didn't realize that gets used in. Yeah. And you know, like I don't know,
Nick accidentally looks at bear porn.
I don't know. Sometimes I wish I browsed incognito more.
Oh, sweet baby boy. I'm so sorry that you saw very hairy men having a great time when you meant to find robots.
No, and honestly, I'm happy
for
them.
Find robots and you found a different good time.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, to each their own. I'm more of a robot guy myself, but,
yeah,
you know.
Okay, back on topic. This is the tempo of the podcast. I like this tempo where I try and tell a story. We just go off topic. This is why I was like, we were talking about, now I'm going off topic. We were talking about how many Oreos should we do in an episode? Like, what's the amount we should do? And I said one, and Nick seemed like, I don't know if that's going to be enough. And knowing Nick now for several years, having had a conversation with him that never ends, I was like, one's gonna be fine. We'll get through one eventually. I'm sure we'll land on it, because I also go off on topics. I also go on tangents all the time. I don't go to like things in the most direct train of thought.
No, and it's great. It's a lot of fun, and I'm not about to do it now, but. Ask me about how much I enjoy deviating from the topic at hand, and
do it.
Tell
us now. Just do it now.
No, because it becomes so easy for me to just go like, just to find another topic to leave from. Like we will never get to the point. Some of my favorite conversations are the ones where it's like, well, kind of like we're having. We get three words closer to what we were originally talking about, and like, oh, that reminds me of, you know, another thing.
Yeah, totally. Well, either way, we were in the store and I called you. I almost picked up the Sour Patch Kid Chips Ahoy because I thought they were Oreos, because I was just stressed out. I was just in choice paralysis mode. I was just like, I don't know what to do. This one looks weird. And my girlfriend's just like, that's not even Oreos. And I called you. Your girlfriend picked up and said, hi, he's on the toilet. What do you need? Like, that was the first thing. Nick is on the toilet. What do you need? And
I'm in one of two places ever. It's either on the toilet or at my computer.
That's fair.
Sometimes I'm running.
Taking a dump, on the internet, or taking a dump on the throne, the John. Why do you think it's called the John?
That might be research for the next episode as well.
I feel like there's a reason. Like, I feel like it's not just like. Or was like the inventor of the toilet be like, my name's John, and this is my John. This is the John.
There was that. Like,
I want a John in every household.
There's variations of that popular story. I think they're all fake, but it's like, yeah, the inventor of the toilet was like John Crapper. and like,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't think those are right.
It's definitely not true. That feels too like story you learn when you're in elementary school, and you're like, wow, that's true. And like, then you learn like Bloody Mary, and like if you say Bloody Mary into the mirror 3 times, she'll come out. And like, it's almost like urban legend-y, right?
I think I was afraid of the Bloody Mary thing for a little bit too long.
Really?
I'm not really I claim to not be the superstitious type, but...
But, here we go.
It's like, sometimes whenever I hear people talking about Bloody Marys, or I walk by adequately spooky mirrors, I kind of think about it.
Dude, a real spooky mirror? Like, you think you're going to look into it and something else is going to look back. Like, a real, not well clean, but, like, still very reflective. You know what I mean? Like, it looks tarnished, but is, like, somehow immaculate and also very gothic in its like, framing. That's a real spooky mirror, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to look into it, and you're like, I'm going to look into, like, dark Rob is going to look back at me, and he's gonna pull his hand out, like, as if from The Ring, and just, like, pull me into the mirror universe. And I'm going to meet Dark Nick, and we're going to start a different podcast, because Oreos in there are the opposite, where the filling's on the outside and the cookie's on the middle.
I would still eat that.
I would probably too. It would be great. But that brings me to what I was trying to bring up, the point that I was trying to bring up. As I was on the call with your girlfriend, I noticed that there were Oreos that I thought were just Oreo filling. Like, I thought it was white fudge covered Oreos. But from afar, when I'm like panicked, talking to your girlfriend about how you're on the toilet and trying to figure out what Oreo to pick, I look up to the corner and I see like glistening in the sun, the indoor sun of Wegmans, and seeing like an only stuff Oreo. But it was white chocolate covered Oreos.
Only stuff Oreo.
There's no
there's no cookie part to this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would you eat an only stuff Oreo? Would you like not get an Oreo, like take the stuff out and eat the stuff, because like that stuff is like been seasoned by like the chocolate cookie, just like ever so slightly, right? Like a little seasoning of chocolate like is always going to be on there. What if it was just the filling? Would you ever eat just the filling that had never touched an Oreo cookie before?
Look, I'm not going to lie. If Oreo made that product, yes, I would try it.
Like, me too. It would be so good. Like, put it in the freezer. Like, can you imagine? Like, have you ever put an Oreo in the freezer? It's so good.
No.
Oh, it's delicious.
I should go do that now.
You should. And
after we're done recording.
Yeah, right. But like, it's only good because the interior becomes like almost like it could be its own cookie. Like if you had frozen only Oreos that need to be like cold to eat. Nom, nom, nom.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess the closest that I've had is like cookies and cream ice cream, where it's just like, here, we broke up a bunch of cookies and we threw in some vanilla ice cream and here you go. It's ice cream.
We broke up some Hydrox Oreo. Oh, sorry. Just regular Hydrox.
Don't mention that name in my house.
I'm going to bring Hydrox up every episode. Because
maybe Hydrox needs to be put on the tier list at some point.
I think we got to go over Hydrox. I don't think I've ever had a Hydrox. Which
ever?
No, I don't think I have. I truly don't think I've had a Hydrox Oreo. Or just a Hydrox. It's not an Oreo. It's not an Oreo product.
No.
It was before Oreo, right?
Yeah, like, I think like that was the original Oreo, but
like Oreo,
then Oreo came along,
ripped off Hydrox, but made a better cookie.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I think so.
Because
the
like,
better part.
Like, I've had knockoff Oreos, and it's usually like they usually have more cookie, right? Which I think I like. But I think the cookies are worse, but I would like more cookies sometimes.
That's why you like original more, huh?
That's why I like original more, because I want more cookie and less, and I want like an amount of filling, but not too much filling.
You know?
Although, again, I would totally eat an only stuff Oreo. I would eat an only stuff an only double stuff Oreo. That would be great.
Yeah, it's
eating
like
frosting.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like that's what I mean. Like back in the last episode, I mentioned like they need to make a tube of frosting, and like I would use that. I would spread that on something. I would just.
I just don't even think you could. Like, I truly don't think you could spread it because it's like too. It's not. It's a solid, right?
If you were here right now, I'd drag you to my kitchen and I'd tear apart a couple of Oreos and just see if I could do it.
It's a pseudo solid, a semi solid, right?
A colloid.
A colloid. Yeah, I think so. Because right, isn't that what it is? It's like hydrox. I think was named hydrox because it's like hydroxylated fat.
Maybe
hydrogenated or something. It's supposed to be like trans fat filling, like essentially.
You're the food scientist. I'm just the engineer here. So,
we're gonna have to look that up. We're gonna have to look that up for next episode, but. Like it retains its shape. It doesn't melt. Like if you heat up an Oreo, the Oreo filling stays. Well, actually, I don't know. Does it? I don't know.
No, I think they're gonna melt a little bit. I can leave some in my car tomorrow to find out.
No, like if you just put. Oh man, that's a good question. I don't know if it melts. I don't know if it's, but it's like at its normal state. I don't think it's spreadable. Like at its OG original Oreo stuff, temperature and state.
It sounds like spreadable. We have a homework assignment that we'll have to report back on.
We do. We have to make spreadable Oreo paste. Paste? Spreading. Filling.
Well, they say cream and it's C-R-E-M-E because it is it's non-dairy because Oreos are vegan.
They are vegan, which is really nice.
Yeah, now obviously that I'm not sure all varietals of Oreo are vegan, but the original Oreos and its bonus multiplier stuff versions should all be vegan.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure the filling is hydrogenated vegetable oil. Like it's based in hydrogenated vegetable oil. That's why it's like solid.
Okay.
So then maybe, yeah, when you heat it up, it would... melt. Now I have to know. It's like when you make buttercream frosting, except delicious, more delicious.
I tried to make Oreos once.
I remember your Oreo. I remember what you did to Oreos. We will not. That you committed against Oreo.
Well, I did try to make a regular flavor Oreo too.
Okay. Let's talk about that
for another time, my friends.
No, we're talking about it right now. We got plenty of time. We're talking about it right now. What monster cookie did you make? What type of bullshit knockoff Oreo monstrosity did you make that was also part of the inspiration for this podcast?
I've been backed into a corner. I have to reveal my secret so soon. I made. Well, okay, so because.
I never tasted them, but they were still offensive to me.
I grew up being a little bit of a gamer, and I needed
gamers,
and I needed an iconic gamer flavor.
Uh oh, gamers!
Watch out, gamers!
Look out, gamers!
You're about to get dunked, gamers!
Get dunked on, gamers, with this Oreo flavor.
But between like that kind of inspiration seed and the fact that I just really wanted a savory Oreo. Because they're all sweet.
The worst. Okay.
I thought, so what's an iconic gamer snack? Doritos. Regular nacho cheese flavored. And
awful.
So I swapped out the Dutch processed chocolate powder for essentially Dorito powder that I pulverized in a food processor. But then I needed to find out what to use for a cream because you can't just use the regular one. I suppose I could, but what sweet flavor would go with this savory flavor to balance the whole thing out? What about Mountain Dew?
Ugh, so bad. Like, it's just such a gamer. It's such a cliche and bad. It's the worst, and I hate that you did it.
I tried to put a couple spoonfuls of Mountain Dew, soda into the frosting base, but it didn't really work. So I just squirted some lemon juice in there instead, and it kind of got the same effect because it was more concentrated.
Okay, but still terrible. Did you put, like, green food coloring in there?
On the version 2 ones, I will, but I didn't for these. I just want to get the flavor down.
Ugh.
But since I don't have... So, I mean, as a quick
aside...
So you
made, like, a Cheez-It, essentially.
I made the best damn Cheez-It you've ever tasted. And Cheez-Its are better than cheese nips, but we can talk about that later.
Oh, God, yeah. They're infinitely better.
Okay, good. All right, good. I thought we were
going
to end
our
friendship
better.
Here.
They're so much better. Hottest of takes.
But I would like to say that since these are going to be a delicacy, I wanted them to, you know, be on the same level as Oreos. So they needed a design printed on them, and I didn't have any nice special presses for the cookies. So, I took a Lego brick and I cleaned it and I pressed the little circle pattern for the Legos into all the cookies.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah, it was cute. But, and of course, you're probably all wondering how this thing tasted.
I'm sure.
Everyone I told about it was horrified and was like ready to like put me in jail for like food
for
crimes.
For Oreo crimes? Like for Oreo crimes.
Absolutely. And honestly, had I been another person who's not me, I would have agreed with them. However, I brought them to a friend's house, so him and his wife and one of our other friends could try these monstrosities.
Oh, no.
The fact that I know that they were good is because everyone had more than one of them.
Oh God, no! Ugh.
So,
but like, I don't know if that's not an indicator because. Have you ever had, like, a moment where it's like, oh, this tastes funny, you should try it, and then you go back and try it knowing that it tastes funny, to, like, confirm that it tastes funny?
Like, I do have a gross story about that.
Oh, God. Sure. That's so good. But, like, your Oreo is you made a Dorito. You made a Dorito.
Well, here's the thing. Within the next couple weeks that I've done that, I had one of my friends send me pictures from various bakeries that were making like Doritos and Mountain Dew muffins and Doritos and Mountain Dew whatever, and she was like, "What have you unleashed upon this world?" And I'm like,
"You've opened Pandora's box."
Yeah, it's like when people talk about putting an idea out into the world, that's
the secret.
I think this is the most concrete example of that happening.
Ugh, that's so bad. I hate it.
I just had my thumb on the pulse of culinary art.
Of culinary arts. Okay. Well, let's actually talk about the Oreo that we want to talk about, not your monster child that you made. Your nightmare children.
We will revisit this and you will try it and you will appreciate my art.
I will. I will put it on the tier somewhere. But we will to be determined in the future.
Yeah, it'll be put on the tier list, but tier as in crying.
The tier list, the T-E-A-R list. Okay, so we have Oreo latte cookies. They're just Oreo lattes, right? Is that what they're called?
So they're latte thins.
Latte thins.
They're
so
your
Oreo thins.
They're your 0.5 stuff, your half stuff cookies.
Which I thought I was going to be disappointed in. When I was tasting them, I was like, there's not going to be enough stuff in this.
Right, yeah. And normally I'd be with you on that.
But I thought these were delicious. I thought they were incredibly good.
I'm not going to lie. You know, it's really strange. I feel like every episode I'm going to add to the list of things I actually don't like as far as food goes.
You don't like coffee?
No, when I was a kid, I think I was disappointed by coffee ice cream because I thought it was going to be chocolate, but instead it was coffee. And again, it's
a
food surprise. And that really messes with you as a kid. I've since gotten over it. I drink coffee by the gallon these days. And you know, lattes are they're nice. They're refreshing. I feel like too much coffee in the chocolate coffee balance would be too much, but I think the thins does it right.
Right. And that's why I was like, I was kind of happy that they were thin, so they weren't overwhelmingly like super powered coffee flavor, right? Like they were just delicious, like thin, a thin layer of like very strong, because it was like pretty strong coffee flavor, right? Like it was, oh, yeah. it was clearly trying to give off that like espresso, like coffee with milk vibe, I thought. Also, oh, yeah. I have a question. I don't know. Sure. Maybe you've noticed this, and maybe it's not true, but I feel like Oreo thins, the cookies themselves are also thin, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I was like, am I going crazy? Because there was less cookie, which I was a little disappointed in, but I thought that the flavor was so good. Like the flavor was just delicious. It was like very true to coffee, true to like Starbucks latte, right? Like you get your macchiato, which is not what a macchiato is at Starbucks. And I have strong feelings on this.
I would love to really know them at some point.
So we're here. Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
So if you go to like Cafe Nero, which is another chain of coffee stuff, right? Like, and you order a macchiato, they will be like, just so you know, this is not a Starbucks macchiato, because a Starbucks macchiato, a what?
They give you that disclaimer?
Yeah. Every time. I've seen it happen every time. And I've occasionally ordered a macchiato knowing full well that a macchiato is a shot of espresso and a droplet of like foam. Like it's called macchiato because it's like mark. It means mark in Italian, I think.
Oh, you're drinking mark?
I'm drinking mark, but it's like dab. It's like a little dab of milk, right? Like that's what it's supposed to be. Starbucks macchiato, milk mark, a little dab of milk mark. Mark's milk dabs in, dab in.
That's great radio right there. Nice dab.
Mark, yeah, I did a visual gag. I dabbed. But Mark comes in. He grabs his milk. He grabs, he dabs, and when he gives it back to you, there's a little bit of milk in there. You don't know how it got there, but he dabbed it. He dabbed in there. Mark dabbed it. That's a proper macchiato. Someone named Mark has to come in, dab it, and give it back to you, and milk has to appear in it, but only a very tiny little bit. That's macchiato.
Oh, man. So no one steal this idea, but I want to open up a coffee shop called Mark's Dab and Grab.
Mark's Dab and Grab. Everything is discounted if you dab.
You're only allowed into the store if you dab.
Yeah. You can't. What's the password? Dab. But anyways, a Starbucks macchiato is a latte. A Starbucks caramel macchiato is a big old latte. It's a lot of sugar, too,
isn't it, right?
Yeah, well, because of the caramel, right? Like, yeah. And but they like add sugar syrup, I think, as well. I think, you know, the foamed milk, which is delicious, but it is not a macchiato. It's a I'm a cappuccino man. I drink a cappuccino. I don't drink lattes anymore. I've kind of moved on from very milky coffee. And then I for a while I was drinking it black, and now I started adding milk back in, because it's like kind of kills your taste buds for a while too. So
yeah, I mostly drink my coffee black, just because it's easy, it's fast, I like it.
I do too. Really good coffee is like really good coffee that's black is delicious, like really quality coffee. Whereas like shitty coffee can always be improved with milk. If you're just like, this is dumpster coffee, I'll just throw some milk in here.
So are we gonna start a fight? Not necessarily between us, but like maybe end half of our fandom and say Dunkin' Donuts is very bad coffee.
Dunkin' Donuts is bad coffee. I'm going to say it. I grew up in Massachusetts. I know. Here's the thing with Dunkin' Donuts. I know it's bad coffee. I know like an iced regular from Dunkin' Donuts is not good coffee. And if you ever get regular Dunkin' Donuts coffee, black, iced, especially iced, it is putrid. It's disgusting. If you get it with milk, it's okay because it's filled with milk and sugar, right?
Oh, yeah. I, now, just for, you know, just to let everyone cool down for a second, I will drink Dunkin' Donuts if it's there, because I still feel that the best coffee is the coffee that's available.
That's the thing. So that's what I was going to say, is that I think Dunkin' Donuts is objectively bad coffee.
Although, but actually, as a quick note, their dark roast,
pretty good. It's pretty good coffee. Like, I don't hate it. It's like a very middle of the road, but like in a way that's like, cool, I'm at Dunkin' Donuts, I'm going to get a dark roast. But like, when we went to New York, I had a day where I was like a little homesick. I was just like, I'm in New York, I'm a little homesick. And we walked by Dunkin' Donuts, and I got a nice regular without sugar, because I don't super want the sugar. But like, I got milk, all the milk and in it, and I thought it was great. I loved it. I had a great experience with it, because it tasted like home, and home tastes like shit, apparently. So it's like a New England delicacy to me, right? Like, it's putting red pepper on cream cheese and calling it dip. Like, it's that weird thing that we do.
I have never done that, but I want to
do that. Red pepper jelly
on,
like, you do, like, red pepper jelly on cream cheese dip? Oh, it's delicious.
Okay. I've seen it. This may tie into my condiment problem, but yeah, I don't think I've actually personally had it.
It's honestly really good. It's like a really good dip. It's kind of a fun presentation, too. Like, you can, like, dip a cracker into it. It's like a dip that's like a shape. It feels very like the things that survived the horrifying cookbooks of the 60s with like aspic and shit, like the unflavored savory jello. Like, it feels like something from that era. But it's good. It's really good. It's genuinely delicious. Anyways, back to coffee Oreos. Latte Oreos, specifically latte Oreos, latte thins. So we're getting close to the end of the episode, so I think it's time to give it a ranking. Where are you landing? Where are you landing in this?
As you know, I'm a guy who likes a little more stuff in my cookie, and have previously ranked double stuff above original, but I feel like the latte thin is a bit of a work of art as far as the flavor combo goes with the Oreo cookie stuff. Given the choice, I would still eat a double stuff Oreo over latte.
Really?
I think the latte Oreo is a solid B cookie.
Okay.
Because I feel like you can't eat a lot of them, but they're good.
Yeah. So that's my thing, is I think they're better than both. They're like, they could be A tier, right? They could be A tier. They're this close to being A tier.
They're missing something.
And I think I know what it is they're really good when it's like one or two. When you have several, that flavor is so powerful that you're just like, I just had a cup of coffee and I don't feel caffeinated.
You know, I know when I sit down to eat a sleeve of cookies.
Sleeve of cookies. I've done it. It's how I researched this podcast, okay? But like,
I don't want to know how many cookies I've eaten in the process of my Oreo adventures so far.
It reminds you of how many Oreos you've eaten. You go like, yeah, I've just eaten a shitload of these. And honestly, you keep coming back to them. But I feel like I would keep coming back to like OG Oreos either, right? Like, I want to give them a B+. I want to give them like, we gave Oreo B, double stuffed Oreo B+, I think you gave B+, and I gave it a B-, so it's like in probably averages to like a B and a B.
Yeah, I'm happy with averaging it out. Yeah,
I think B+ is like probably, it's like very slightly better, but it's not so much better that it kicks it up to a tier. It doesn't kick it up to another tier. I feel like we're splitting hairs when it's like B+, B-.
Yeah,
it's still B tier. It's still a B tier cookie. It's not going up into A tier. It could. It's so close. It's so close to going to A tier, but it's not there.
Yeah, I would say it's very refined for an Oreo.
It's a refined Oreo. It's a refined Oreo. It makes you feel bad for eating too many, which I don't want in a cookie. I want a cookie that I can eat a sleeve of and feel no guilt.
Although I will say that Oreo, if you're listening, the only way I think you could reasonably improve the latte thins is to, and actually I should check the cookies that I have to make sure that they don't actually do this. The only way you could really improve them is by making the Oreo print on the cookie look like latte designs.
Ooh. Oh, like the little like hearts and stuff? They could do that easy. That's easy for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, it would be so easy for them to do. And because I feel like, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but part of the eating experience is the visual experience you have with it.
Oh, you're 100% right. You eat with your eyes and all that, right?
So, yeah, no, I mean, like, when you're eating a sleeve of cookies.
I feel like I wouldn't notice, though. I feel like I wouldn't notice because it's, like, so dark. Like, I would just, and I mean, I don't know. I just eat Oreos. It's just like right into my mouth.
Yeah, so, it's just like, just pour a bunch of thins in a bowl, fill it with milk, eat it with a spoon. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, that's how I would eat Oreo cereal. Is there Oreo cereal? There is Oreo O's. I know there is.
There is Oreo O's, but I haven't seen them in a while, but I know they're around still. The Oreo Minis.
Oreo Minis? Oh, what level of stuff are they?
I don't know. This might have to be a separate episode in its own
right. We're going to have to get some Oreo Minis and like compare. We're going to have to put them on the stuff scale. We're going to have to. So everything's going to have a tier list of quality and also how much stuff.
Yeah. No, maybe I should start making a spreadsheet for us.
it's definitely going to happen.
But the Oreo Minis, they're about like, I feel like they're about a nickel. They're like a nickel in diameter, but like they're cookies. And like you just pour a bowl of that, fill it with milk and eat it like cereal.
Sure.
I mean, that's all Cookie Crisp is trying to be.
Ugh. Cookie Crisp I loved as a kid. I had it recently. It was too much.
No.
It was too much sugar. It was so gross. I'd like, I just...
Growing
it was
old
so,
sucks.
It really does. Like, you don't like things that were amazing before. Though I still stan Lucky Charms. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Like, it's just, I'm going to have Lucky Charms not often, maybe once a year. It's so much sugar, and I know I feel gross afterwards, but, like, I have it. It's like my yearly run to McDonald's, right? Like, I'm just like, Honestly, that's not true. I go to McDonald's a little bit more than that, but it's fine.
I need you to tell me how you eat Lucky Charms.
In a bowl with milk sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes straight out of the bag. Sometimes,
all right,
like,
no, that's a classic way of doing it, but... Do you have any preference to maybe eating a little bit more of the cereal first? You have a little bit extra marshmallows at the end?
Oh, God, no.
Oh,
no,
see,
definitely not.
I'm that kind of monster.
I want a homogenous bite for each. Like, I want to get like only a certain amount of marshmallows when I eat. And because I don't want to like overdose on sweetness and then like be sad about it. You know?
Normally, I would be 100% with you on that. However, Lucky Charms, when I have them, is I pour a bowl of them with milk. I try to eat as much of the cereal as I can so I can just get a big spoonful of marshmallows at the end. I mean, gross, but it's so satisfying in this like really
it's
sad but sweet way.
Okay. Okay. On that note, I think we're going to end it. So in the end, we're giving latte Oreos, latte thins. We're giving them a B. They're going in the B tier.
We're slotting them in B tier.
Okay. Well, this has been our episode, everybody. My name is Rob Mulligan.
And I'm Nick Pappas.
And we hope you all get dunked. Thank you for listening to Good Stuff with Rob and Nick. Good Stuff is produced by Rob Mulligan and promotional artwork by Nick Pappas. Good Stuff's theme is composed by Kenny Gray of Mess and Finesse. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Good Stuff Podcast. See you next week.